What we've seen over the past decade or more is we've seen an eradication of the powers of local government, and we've seen funding being a huge part of that. The local property tax mechanism allows for very little in terms of revenue raising, and the options that we have as councillors are only either to increase or decrease by 15% from the baseline that is set by the government in Dublin. So this gives us very little revenue raising options. Today, what we were looking for, some of us anyway, myself and Councillor McBride, have put down a counter motion to reduce the rate of local property tax in Donegal by 15%, and that was defeated. So the local property tax will remain at that highest rate. And this is coming at a time, a giveaway budget, the likes of which we haven't seen since before the economic crash, since the days of the Celtic Tiger. So you have Fianna Fáilers and Fine Gaelers from government parties speaking out of both sides of their mouth, where they welcome a giveaway budget with tax cuts, but not for homeowners and not for those that have to pay local property tax.
As you mentioned there, there will be significant boosts within this budget, but you feel like that's not going to help the local authorities carry out their job effectively?
No, I mean, we need to see. I mean, in my opinion, the local property tax mechanism is a mechanism that doesn't serve well to finance the local authorities across the country. And I think that today's whole scenario in council highlights that, and we need to look at a national level, how well we can finance and resource local authorities to do the really important jobs that they need to do. I represent an area, the Milford electorate in the north of Donegal, and we see very little bang for our buck in terms of the local property tax that we are paying. And I think that that feeling is universally felt across the county. And today was an opportunity to recognise that, to give people a break on the local property tax, and that hasn't come to fruition, unfortunately.